The head of Fair Work Australia has declared that he wants to restore his organisation's image after the fallout from the lengthy Craig Thompson investigation. But his statement has come at a time when one of his fellow judges is accused of intervening in his personal capacity in the politics of the Health Services Union. With more, here's Michael Vincent.
The president of Fair Work Australia, Ian Ross, says his organisation has suffered reputational damage from allegations its investigation into Mr Thompson was biased. But he won't comment further because the HSU matter will be going to court.
Now, that court will be the federal court. I'm a judge of that court, so it's not appropriate for me to comment on any of those issues or the merits of any of those allegations.
Another judge, Fair Work Australia's Vice President Michael Lawler, has seen fit to make a complaint to police about two members of the Health Services Union. 7:30 has revealed that on the 21st of December last year, Michael Lawler wrote to the New South Wales Police Strike Force set up to investigate the union. He noted he was Vice President of Fair Work Australia, but was making the complaint in his private capacity, on behalf of Cathy Jackson and himself. Cathy Jackson being his partner and National Secretary of the Health Services Union. Mr Lawler made serious accusations of misconduct against two HSU officials, Gerard Hayes and Carol Glenn, and against the union's national president, Michael Williamson. Michael Lawler told 7:30 his position means he is obliged by strong convention to refrain from making public comment in relation to matters of public controversy. But one of those accused, Gerard Hayes, has told AM he's happy to cooperate with police and has rung them to offer his cooperation. AM understands both Mr Hayes and Carol Glenn had both made formal complaints about inappropriate contact from Mr Lawler. Carol Glenn has told AM her complaint was made on December the 1st, 2.5 weeks before Mr Lawler went to police. She says it was bizarre for Mr Lawler to contact her and inappropriate for him to get involved in union matters. Ms Glenn says she received a letter from Fair Work Australia saying her complaint had been noted and that it was passed on to Mr Lawler and nothing came of it. She's told AM she hasn't seen any documentation of the allegations Mr Lawler is making against her. Carol Glenn says any allegations Mr Lawler has made are ridiculous and she believes have been made in retaliation for her resigning from the HSU East Branch. She also says she has not been contacted by police. Against this backdrop, the president of Fair Work Australia, Ian Ross, has been asked about investigating Michael Lawler's behaviour.
I'm not the head of a political party and Vice President Lawler's not a backbencher. He's an independent judicial officer. I have no powers of discipline over him. Those powers reside in the Parliament and that's what the statute says.
The president of Fair Work Australia, Ian Ross, ending that report by Michael Vincent.